This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Governor Jared Polis signed numerous criminal justice reform bills into law today. Many of the measures had at least some bipartisan support. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
One new law with widespread backing simplifies Colorado's list of misdemeanor crimes and tries to make sentencing more uniform. Another new law instructs the Department of Corrections to test whether giving inmates with brain injuries more support during incarceration makes it less likely they'll break the law again after being released. A third measure will beef up the state's special needs parole program, where inmates can apply for early release because of health conditions. The governor's also signing a bill that revises or expands some provisions of last year's sweeping police accountability measure. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Aspen may require people to start composting their food waste. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
The proposed waste reduction mandates would also require developers to divert construction material from the local landfill. The Aspen Times reports the city council will consider the proposal at a work session before hearing more about it at an annual retreat later this month. People in Aspen can already compost using free buckets provided by the city, but they have to take it to the landfill themselves or pay to have it picked up. The city's efforts are part of an 8-year plan to reduce greenhouse gases as part of a worldwide movement to address climate change. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
In Denver, it's 85 degrees. In Grand Junction, 99. This is CPR News at 5:06.